Hello, and welcome to the end notes for Children of the Lonely Mountain, which was a series of short stories written by Kivern Angle and read by Calicuria, intended to go with Sons of Durin, which is a Hobbit modern AU. I'm mostly going to talk about the music selections that I made for this story, what they were and why I made them. There's a music version and a non-music version of the story available. If you downloaded one and want the other, you can go back to wherever you downloaded them from or visit archiveofourown.org/works/334-3568 and download whichever one you didn't get. So, about the music. Sons of Durin did not have music because it's a story that very much created its own momentum, and I didn't want to break that up. Children of the Lonely Mountain wasn't originally going to have music either, partly an imitation of the Sons of Durin, and partly just because adding music slows down the production of Podfic a lot. If I hadn't wanted to add music, I probably would have had all of Children of the Lonely Mountain finished a good 3 months or so ago. But as it is, I wanted music, and that came about because of chapter 11, which is Dis's chapter. And it's just such a lovely story about a character that we don't know a lot about in the canon, either the Hobbit canon or Sons of Durin, but she's a really important character to a number of the characters that we do know. I have a soft spot a mile wide for secondary characters of this kind who are very important to the story, but who we don't know a lot about. And Dis, even though she doesn't actually appear in the Hobbit or Sons of Durin, it is a very important character. And chapter 11 was the chapter I had the most trouble with easily. I've got 6 different versions of my recording of the chapter, let alone the singing, which is not my forte. I like to think that fits in the story. I did my best. Those are very difficult songs to sing. But once I got it into my head to finish this chapter with music, I went back and forth between the Breaking of the Fellowship and Into the West, and eventually went with Into the West because it just seemed to fit better. And then I sort of sat around and said, okay, well, can I just end this chapter with music? And there was something to that, actually, and there remains something to that, in that it would have set this chapter apart and made Dis's story that much more special, which I think it definitely deserves to be. On the other hand, that felt kind of weird, and when I shopped the idea around, a lot of people were uncomfortable with it, and they had good reason, and they pointed, and that discomfort, I felt, would have detracted from the chapter, which I obviously didn't want. And also, while I was sort of fussing around between Breaking the Fellowship and Into the West, I was looking at my music library and sort of thinking, well, few of these others would fit with a few of these other chapters. And then I had to put music in everything. If you downloaded the very first version of chapters 1 through 10, you'll know that there wasn't actually music in everything. And that's because that section was released before I really committed to having music in all the chapters. So if you want to re-download it, feel free. There's some really great songs in there that don't appear in the first copy. Pretty much all of these, there are a few exceptions, but really not many, I actually already owned. In a few cases, I've had copies, versions of these songs for 10 or 15 years. It is possible to listen to an MP3 so much that it degrades. It is also possible to listen to a CD so much that it degrades. There are a few of these where I did both and had to buy new CDs because both the MP3s I had in my computer and the CDs died. Very sad deaths, but much beloved. So most of these songs are very near and dear to my heart. And I've done a few versions of these endnotes trying to explain kind of why I think various songs fit with various chapters. And I'm sorry to say that it mostly comes down to because I feel like they do. Because the idea of that song with that story either made me laugh or made me cry or just made me very happy. And basically it comes down to because I felt like they fit. I don't have much more of an explanation than that, although as I was putting together this playlist, a few patterns did emerge, which are kind of interesting, actually. Some of the slightly older bands and musicians, Karen Matheson, Runrig, Wolfstone, Diggy McLean, Tabash, are somewhat older bands that were formed in the 70s and 80s, I think, for the most part. And most of them ended up being paired up with stories about the older members of the Sons of Durin. And a number of the younger bands and musicians, Amy MacDonald, Seven Nations, We Were Promised Jetpacks, Manron, ended up being paired up with the younger members of the Sons of Durin, mostly Feely and Keely. And that was unintentional toward the beginning. For a few chapters when I had a hard time finding stuff that fit, I ended up running with it a little more. But for the most part, I did not mean for that to happen. It was kind of amusing that it worked out that way. I've also got, obviously, some selections from the soundtracks, and I've also got a few fan covers of various songs, which I wanted to use partly because they fit really well, and also because I really liked all the layers of transformativity. You know, the Sons of Durin is a modern retelling of the Hobbit, and I'm doing a podfic of it, and having sort of other people's interpretations of songs from Lord of the Rings and the movies was just makes me so happy as an idea. And also they fit there super well. I'm looking particularly at the Peter Hollins song, and that just makes me so happy there. So I'm gonna go through the playlist and see if anything else occurs to me to say. Let's see. Chapter 1, in which Frodo meets the Sons of Durin, has an excerpt from My Dear Frodo, which is the first song on the Hobbit and Unexpected Journey soundtrack. Chapter 2, in which Bomber waits, has There's Always Sunday by Karen Matheson. Chapter 3, in which Keely shoots, has a cover of We Will Rock You by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. These endnotes end with their cover of Don't Stop Believing, because I couldn't choose between Don't Stop Believing and We Will Rock You. And eventually I sort of sat down and said, okay, what does my heart want? And my heart said, a cover of Queen is what is needed for this chapter. So Don't Stop Believing is going to be at the end of these endnotes, and it'll be great. Chapter 4, in which Feely and Keely are lost, is Protect and Survive by Runrig. See, Chapter 5, in which Minty is part of the family, that's Fisherman's Dream by Capercaillie. Chapter 6, in which Feely opens a door, is Peter Holland's cover of Song of the Lonely Mountain. I almost went with his cover of Misty Mountains, which is the song that actually appears in the movie, but the Song of the Lonely Mountains seemed to fit better with the end of that chapter. Song of the Lonely Mountain fit better, and especially Peter Hollins' cover of it, fit better with the end of that chapter, and sort of where the story's going. And so that's what we ended up with. See, Chapter 7, in which Frodo is not alone, is a snippet of the Hobbit theme from the Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring soundtrack. Chapter 8, in which Glowin has two families, is Living in Color by Frightened Rabbit. Chapter 9, in which Thorin has a lovely daughter, is The Bath Song, which is a poem from the Fellowship of the Ring, has sung by the Tolkien Ensemble. Chapter 10, in which Dory goes home, is Caledonia by Dougie MacLean. Chapter 11, I've already talked about, in which Dis is Free, is Into the West, performed by Annie Lennox off the Return of the King soundtrack. Chapter 12, in which Feely and Keely are good at running, is This is the Life by Amy MacDonald. Chapter 13, in which Thorin is possessive, is Here's Where the Heart Is by Wolfstone. Chapter 14, in which the Sons of Durin are celebrities, is Waiting for the Wheel to Turn by Karen Matheson. Chapter 15, in which Keely needs his family, is Peter Hollins' cover of I See Fire, which is off the Desolation of Smaug soundtrack. Chapter 16, in which Beaufort writes, is a snippet of This Strange Place by Wolfstone. They're actually all snippets. I didn't want to use the full song because some of them are quite long, and I was working on the assumption that listeners would either be listening to the pod book or would be listening to the MP3s one after the other, and I didn't want to slow the story down too much. Most of them I just sort of chopped out the section I wanted and faded in and out, but for some of them, and especially for This Strange Place, I had a very specific idea of what sections of the song I wanted to go with the chapter. And in the case of this particular song, I knew I wanted the bits of the first stanza and bits of the third stanza, but I like the one in the middle, but I wasn't as worried about that one. So for this one and a few other ones, I did a little more creative rearranging. So if you listen to the song and you're like, that doesn't sound like the version Caligaria had on Children of the Lonely Mountain, that is why. Let's see. Chapter 17, in which the Sons of Durin are cowards, is A Walking Song 1 by the Tolkien Ensemble. And that's another poem from the Fellowship. Chapter 18, in which Dwalin is a brother, is Till I Sleep by Wolfstone. Chapter 19, in which Ori does not see the Queen, is This Season by Seven Nations. Chapter 20, in which Beaver builds sandcastles, is Feel So Near by Dougie MacLean. Chapter 21, in which Keeley is alone, is Julie Fowlis's cover of Anaelaban, The White Swan. I'm not going to have gotten anywhere near pronouncing that correctly. This is a chapter that I had a lot of trouble finding a song for, but once I found this one, the music fit really well, and the lyrics fit really well, and then I found out about the story of the song and the poem, and it fit very well and slightly painfully. So it's Anaelaban, so it's Anaelabhan, is a Scottish Gaelic love song, which was composed by, I'm not going to get this right, Domnall Ruadh Chorunna, during the Battle of the Somme in World War I. And he wrote it to his sweetheart, who I believe is named in the lyrics. Look it up. It's a really lovely song. And as I said, fit very well and slightly painfully with this chapter. Chapter 22, in which Keeley is a picky eater. This is Craig's Pipe Set by Tabash. Chapter 23, in which Feely and Keeley are not orphans, is Oran na Cloish by Manran. Chapter 24, in which Nori is a thief, is The Jug of Brown Ale, also by Tabash. Chapter 25, in which Thorin is outmatched, is It's Thunder and It's Lightning by We Were Promised Jetpacks. Chapter 26, in which Bilbo has unmemorable encounters, is Forfar Sodger by The Old Blind Dogs. And finally, chapter 27, in which Feely and Keeley are great at parties, is a cover of The Hobbit by The Piano Guys. That's The Piano Guys, all one word. And that's another cover copy that I wanted to include. And then, as I said, the end notes for this are Don't Stop Believing by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thanks for listening to all of this. I hope you liked the story. I hope you liked the podfic. I hope you found these end notes interesting, or at least enlightening. And thank you for listening.